Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
A lot of good habits, and those are formed, you know, from whether he's playing or not. He's preparing and practicing and dedicating himself to be ready when that situation comes up. And so that came up, and he was ready to go. And I feel like a lot of testament to him for his focus over the course of the season to be ready at this point.
Tyler Butterbaugh with the music today. We had Like That earlier. Now we got Sicko Mode. What's happening over here with our music? This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was Drew Dahlman talking about Ozzie Trapillo trying to prepare for left tackle. We are happy to be joined by Herb Howard in studio today. Herb, of course, with the Bigs Media. He is the host of the Herb Howard Show. And Herb asked a question to Ben Johnson yesterday that got me thinking. So let's go back and listen to Herb listening to Herb.
Deciding who's playing left tackle for you week to week or even down the stretch of the season, how much do you factor in the hope of what Ozzie Trapillo's ultimate trajectory is as a long-term solution at tackle for you, him being a second-round pick and all?
Yeah, I mean, the draft status is out of the window once they enter the building, so that doesn't play a factor whatsoever. We're always going to play the guy that gives us the best chance to win the ball game. And so that's where it starts. I think he's an ascending player, just like you alluded to. He's still developing, and he's going to continue to get better the more reps he has. I feel the same way about Theo, too. He's a young player that the more time on task he gets, the better he's going to get as well. So I think that's a good problem to have, is to have a number of young options at tackle that are only going to continue to get better.
Are you sure about that? They say draft status doesn't matter. I feel like it has in the past.
I think he's being honest, but he's wrong.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think he's being honest when he says, like, I want the best player. I believe that. I believe he's being sincere in that, but he's wrong that it just doesn't matter. Ryan Poles drafted him, and Ben Johnson's handprint is on that draft pick too. Drafted him in the second round. You can't just waste that pick, right? So if, say, Theo goes on to be the Bears' starting left tackle, and what have you done with your second-round pick? And what did you do with the third-round pick the year before that when you took a project left tackle out of Yale? Like, are we just throwing these things away like they don't matter, or what?
I present to you Exhibit A of why draft status does matter. Ryan Poles. Velus Jones Jr. It became his personal version of Fetch because he was really trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
He was unable to make it happen. But I would argue that your draft status determines how many chances you get to try to make something happen.
Sure.
And that's where the difference is.
You're right.
With Ozzie Trapillo versus a Theo Benedet.
Great point.
The amount of work he has to put in just to get a chance and to hope that other people aren't doing the job to a satisfactory level versus a guy who's taken in the first, second, third round. They're going to get close to what seems like unlimited chances as a Velus Jones Jr. got, past tense, as a Karan Amagaji is getting, right, present tense, and that is the difference.
Jervon Dexter, you know, I mean, he's gotten more chances because he's a second round pick. Roschon Johnson in the fourth round. Tyler Scott in the fourth round.
I ain't seen Roschon in a minute.
Well, that's kind of the point. Mm. You know, we've been trying to figure that one out for a while, special teams. But other than that,
Theo turned a three-man competition into a four-man competition that he won. That's how far back he had to come. Like, it was a three-man competition. Nobody was mentioning his name. Not any reporters, not the coaches, not nobody.
Unbelievable when they first said it because they're like, oh, you're just running guys out there.
Nobody believed it until like the third day he was back out there. You're like, wait a minute, now they're wasting a lot of reps on this experiment, on this whatever.
But I remember watching the first preseason game and going, he's looking around for somebody to block right now.
Yeah.
Like, I remember having a couple moments like that where there was like a pile of bodies around him and he's just looking for the next one to take down.
Looking for work.
I didn't think it was going to turn into this, but when you go back and you watch the film, you're like, I see how it got here. The good news is Ozzie Trapillo has not been a problem at left tackle in his past two starts. I just don't know why that wasn't concerning earlier in the season. Like, why that wasn't a possibility earlier in the season. Because I think they were forced into making this decision. I don't think they wanted to make it.
He looked lost when they were putting him out there at left tackle initially. And he had played right tackle almost exclusively for the majority of his time at BC. And then it's like, okay, well, we got a right tackle, so we drafted you to play on the other side. And he's like, well, okay, cool, we can give it a shot. But he was so far behind Braxton and even Karan and then Theo that it was like, well, he's not ready. And so you sit him down, and then to his credit, one of the most impressive things about him from the time he got here was like, I'm just willing to work. I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get on the field as fast as I can. And he seemed to have just gone to work. Like, okay, I'm not getting game reps. I'm not getting reps with the ones, but I'm just going to go to work on this left side because this Darnell Wright thing is turning into maybe all pro level stuff on the right side. No, he's balling, bro. Like, Darnell Wright is balling. Ozzie just like, let me get to work on this left-hand stance and see what I can become of it. Now, as opportunity has came, Theo had an opportunity, to your point, not a long opportunity because who are you? Undrafted kid from Canada, right? Versus second-round pick. You want another chance? You ready? Give him another shot. And then he gets another shot, and it's quiet. And that's one of the best things you can say about an offensive lineman. It's just nobody's constantly saying, oh, flag on 75 or look at 90 whatever, using 75 as a turnstile. Like, that hasn't been the case. And so you continue to let that go and hope he progresses into a very serviceable starting left tackle for you.
The direct correlation in the discussion on these airwaves and just from fans in general about penalties and how that is drastically decreased since the switch has been made at left tackle. I think that says something.
They're also, I mean, they still had penalties, but you're right. The offensive line penalties have gone down.
No, it was a problem. It was a problem all spring, all summer. It's like, and coach was talking about it every day. It's like, okay, well, you talk about it every day. When is this going to stop?
Pre-snap procedure.
Pre-snap procedural penalties. Like, when are we going to be able to get to the ball, get to the line of scrimmage, and get the ball snapped before the play clock runs down? Or when is somebody not going to move before the actual snap is called for? When can we match up the motions with the cadence? Like, when can we get this thing right? And, you know,
it was messy stuff for a while.
No, it was, what did he call it? High school hairy stuff?
It's funny because I think watching the progress from the start of Ben Johnson's first training camp, from the mini camps, from the OTAs to now, they look like a well-oiled football machine, an actual football team, a professional level football team, yeah, as before. They were dealing with a lot of problems that I didn't see calling high school games the last few days.
No, it was a problem for sure. And listen, he's seeming prophetic in his declaration that the Bears would play their best football as the calendar turned to December. Now, I know they went 5-0 in November, and you know, as a record, that's can't do better than that. But you know, there are things they can still improve on to show signs that are proof positive that they're playing their best ball in December. They don't have to go, you know, 4-0 or whatever, but they can improve some things. Say, yeah, we are playing our best football in December. He seems to be accurate with his prediction that that's where they would be come this time of year.
We're talking. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Herb Howard of the Bigs Media here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, kind enough to join us in studio. I thought it was a really good way that you phrased it all, because you're right into thinking that. And I think Ben Johnson was right in his response. And it's been how this front office has been operating. Like, that's the other part of this. Like, the coach changed, but the front office didn't. And they did give those guys more chances. So I feel like it makes it all make sense. I think the biggest thing that Theo Benedet probably hurt himself with was those penalties, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, he probably cost them several, I think at least a couple drives here and there, just based on those penalties alone.
No doubt. And I think Marshall's point is spot on. I think you talk about how much of a leash do you have? How long? I remember asking Coach Johnson that when he was like, okay, Theo's the starter. And I was like, well, how long of a leash does he have with this thing? Like, are you saying this is his job? Does he have as long a rope as, you know, Ozzie would have had or whatever? And he's like, right now we like what he's doing, and we think he's going to get better and better each rep or something like that. So it was a question that I had early on, but I think you are 100% correct. It's just about, that's why I say, I think coach is being honest. But he's wrong, right? Like, I think coach is being honest, but he's wrong. That number two pick has a longer leash than the undrafted kid. He just does. You invested more in him. You're paying him more. Like, it's just, that's just what it is. And so as long as Ozzie can remain at least quiet on that left side, I think he'll continue to be over there.
Can we present the question we talked about earlier with the coach of the year? That's one thing. That's a whole discussion, which you can have anytime between now and the end of the season. But if things keep going this way and the Bears stay on top of the NFC, not North, but the conference, do we have to begin a conversation about Ryan Poles and his candidacy for executive of the year, considering how deep into the roster they've gone and seeing these just this entire draft class, the ones who are still healthy, contributing from first round down to seventh round in the way that they have?
Free agents, too.
Yeah, all of it.
I opened the Herb Howard Show, which you can find on the Biggs Media YouTube page. No, I opened the Herb Howard Show yesterday with the monologue about Ryan Poles.
Okay.
And how he does deserve credit in this conversation. And Coach Johnson gets the majority of the credit, and rightfully so. And Caleb's going to get his fair share, and DA and everybody else, the players. But Ryan Poles came out of the 2024 season largely tasked with three things. Find the right head coach, revamp the offensive line, and improve the talent in the running back room. We can answer for sure he found the right head coach, right? He got the right guy in that. He did a wonderful job of revamping the offensive line. I asked him that at his end of season press conference. Do you think that you have the resources to flip this offensive line in one season? And he was like, man, I think that we have the resources. He said, I also think that some of the opportunities match up with what we have in terms of the draft and also the free agent class. And they also went out and made trades, and they did whatever they needed to do to get it done. And so he flipped the offensive line. A lot of people thought he didn't do enough in the running back room, right? You should have gotten Ashton Jeanty. You could have did more in free agency. You should have moved up to get Travion Henderson, and all that sounded cool, especially when the running game wasn't getting off to a good start. But that seventh-round kid out of Rutgers that led the Big Ten in rushing and never fumbled the ball throughout his college career, he's added some really good talent to that room, and DeAndre Swift is the player that I thought he could be. A lot of people were down on DeAndre Swift after his season last year, but nobody gave him the grace that they gave Caleb for playing behind the exact same offensive line. It's like, well, if we got all these excuses for the 68 sacks, then we don't have any reason for why DeAndre wasn't the runner we hoped he was, and now we're starting to see those things. So, you know, he did add to that room, and he did flip the offensive line, and he did get the right coach. I think Ryan Poles deserves his fair share of credit for the Bears being atop the NFC right now.
Well, and it's funny because Marshall and I were talking about the coach of the year discussion, which kind of turned into that as well, because executive and coach are married in this situation. And I'm like, isn't it nice to just talk about Mike Vrabel? Like, oh, that's such a nice season you're having. Oh, you might have an MVP candidate at quarterback. And he's from the same class as Caleb Williams. Isn't that great for you guys? Like you could talk about it in this way that's just NFL fan.
Right.
Because you're not mad.
You're not jealous.
That this didn't happen in this way here. Like, you're, oh, all's well that ends well in this situation. Because you know that the right person is here doing progressive things that are leading to results that are good. Like, that's a weird feeling.
Yeah, no, when Vrabel, you know, they were the top two guys, and it was like, listen, Vrabel going to New England was almost a foregone conclusion. That's where he belonged. I didn't even factor him into the thing. It was like, well, who's the right guy for the Bears? Vrabel wasn't even in the conversation. He's going back home. That's where he belongs. He's doing his thing. Shout out to him. But the right guy for the Bears was Ben Johnson. That was the right hire. Only time was going to tell if he was the guy. Time is showing up to be on his side.
They're on a fast track.
I love the idea of a Herb Howard monologue, too.
I'll be checking that out.
Yeah, it was the first 5 minutes of the show. I just opened right with it. And, yeah, it was the first 5 minutes of yesterday's show, the Herb Howard Show, the Biggs Media YouTube page.
Oh, there you can find it. Herb, we have to play a game with you.
Let's do it.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh.
Bears edition. We'll do it next with Herb Howard. I'm Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Raheemi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
There's a hole in the ceiling.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.